AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Hurricane Ida came ashore a week ago yesterday. The powerful storm killing 16 people in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, knocking out power to more than a million homes and businesses, damaging or destroying hundreds more. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says conditions are slowly getting better.
More and more places are coming online, and those critical spots are like grocery stores and gas stations that enable more of our people to get what they need. We're just seeing again throughout the city restoration happening there.
The remnants of the storm touched off torrential rain and severe weather, causing deadly flash flooding and tornadoes, especially in New York and New Jersey. Shelley Adler has this.
President Biden has approved major disaster declarations, greenlighting federal aid for people in six New Jersey counties affected by devastating flooding last week. And that was welcome news to New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, who spent Labor Day looking at damage in hard-hit Lambertville.
The spirit of community in this town is extraordinary.
At least 50 people were killed in six eastern states as record rainfall last Wednesday overwhelmed rivers and sewer systems. Many point to climate change, like New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
This is what climate change looks like. It's going to take a massive investment, both to stop the pain that people are feeling, but also to reverse what's happening.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Two of Rudy Giuliani's associates go on trial next month as investigators and prosecutors check electronic materials found in raids on Giuliani in order to decide whether his contacts with Ukrainian officials while he was former President Donald Trump's lawyer would have required him to register as a foreign agent. The Garfield County, Colorado Coroner and Sheriff's Department are investigating last night's death of a six-year-old girl on the haunted mine drop at the Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park. This is AP News. The United States helps a U.S. citizen and family members escape Afghanistan. The AP's Mike Hempen has more.
The U.S. official who confirmed the story says the citizen and the citizen's children were met by American embassy staff at the border. The official didn't provide details, citing security reasons and the need to preserve the viability of the route for possible future efforts. The evacuation is the first overland extraction the U.S. government has confirmed since it ended its air evacuation effort last week with the final withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Organizers cancel a popular two-day festival planned for next weekend in Michigan following a gasoline leak in the area's sewer system traced to a Ford Motor Company factory near Flat Rock, some 25 miles south of Detroit. The Flat Rock Fest had been planned for this coming Friday and Saturday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.